nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me.
Seals, give me a break. Mother Teresa, oh, you're out of luck. Motorcycle maidens, think I'll save this for my private moments.
Valky, it was no big deal.
It had better be. You're 40 seconds late.
Corson Letty just did a great thing.
Well, what'd he do, tear up your green card?
This man, Larry Appleton, just saved my life.
Why?
Valky, it was nothing.
I'll be the judge of that. We were walking across the street, and all of a sudden, there was a runaway taxi about to run away over me, and this man pushed me out of the way.
It was a reflex.
You risked your life to save another. In Meepos, he would be considered a very great man.
This is America. Here, he's still considered a jerk.
Don't listen to him. You're a hero.
For what? For running out into the street and throwing my body between you and certain death? Well, maybe a small hero.
No, Corson, take it from me. You're a big one. In Meepos, if somebody did what you just did, he's no longer a regular person. He is lift up to primo do poros.
Primo what?
Primo do poros. And I am but a lowly sheep herder.
Valky, what are you doing?
I'm basking in your glory.
He's basking in my glory.
Get up or get out.
Valky, get up.
No! 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 I must bask in your glory. It's a custom of my people.
And it's a custom of my people to earn a living. And my custom is bigger than your custom.
Okay.
Okay.
But inside, I'm still basking like crazy.
That was a great meal. I didn't know Valky could cook like that.
Well, it was a little embarrassing. I usually like to feed myself.
You did save his life. He's just trying to say thank you.
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's fun having somebody wait on you hand and foot. It's just that in Meepos, they have rules.
What kind of rules?
Well, rules like Valky's head must never be higher than the Prima de Polos. Every time I turn around, there he is, right below my face.
Well, it is his culture.
I guess I can put up with it for a couple of days.
See you later, hero.
She's right. I did save his life. If he wants to serve me, who am I to complain? Who am I to stand in the way of his culture? Who am I talking to? Did you want something?
I bring your robe and slippers. I ironed them.
You ironed my slippers?
Tough to get a crease. But anything for a primo de polos. Anything else I can do for you?
No, I'd just like to sit and read my mystery.
You were finished with that page.
Balky, I just would like to finish this book so that I can go to bed.
You can't go to bed until you finish that book?
That's right.
The great Aunt Phoebe did it. She did not have to be in a wheelchair. She used to get up at night dressed like a man and stab relatives.
That's right.
Now you can go to bed. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, Balky, look, I know you're doing this because you feel you have to, and I appreciate it. It's just that, could we not do the head thing?
Well, actually, that rule is optional.
Good. Then stop, now. Stand up. Up, 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 up. Good. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to watch a little TV.
All right.
Balky, would you come here, please? Closer. 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 Close enough. What are you doing?
I'm making your lunch for tomorrow. Sheep Wellington.
Well, thank you. Balky, how long does this Prima Dopolos thing go on?
Forever.
Thank you.
Don't you ever, ever do that again.
Don't worry.
What were you doing?
Trying to see if you were alive.
Well, obviously, I am.
And that makes me happier than a tick on a sheepdog.
Well, that makes it a red letter day for me, too.
Are you going to stay mad at me long?
No, I am not going to stay mad at you. It's just that you scared me.
A hero can be scared?
Oh, good. Not scared, but surprised. Look, Balky, I know you're only trying to take care of me, and I appreciate the thought, but this has got to come to an end. Why am I tethered to the table?
So that you can't walk in your sleep and fall out the window. Pretty smart, huh?
Balky, what are the chances of me walking in my sleep and falling out the window?
Now, no chance.
I'm going to untie myself now. And then I am going to bed. Good night.
Good night. We are living in the material world, and I am a material boy. You know that we are living in the material world, and I am a material. Hello. So how are you this morning, American hero?
2 hours late. Someone turned off my alarm. I wonder who that could be.
Me.
Oh!
I turned off it so you could sleep in.
I have never been late in my life. Not in high school, not in grade school. I was born 3 weeks early.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Appleton. I'm docking you 2 hours' pay.
Don't you give me that face yet. All right, Mr. Twinkasetti. 2 hours, what is it, huh? A few paltry dollars? Take it out of my salary.
That is your salary.
Balky, this whole thing is getting out of hand. I'm just not cut out to be served.
Well, you have to be. You're the prima de bolos.
No, I'm not. I resign.
Well, you can't do that. It's for life.
I'm the prima de bolos?
Yes, you are.
And anything I say goes?
Well, of course it does. Don't be ridiculous.
You can't serve me anymore.
But if I can't serve you, I failed. And if I fail the Primotopoulos, then I'm a Nebulopoulos.
You'll get over it. Sticks and stones.
That's just exactly what they throw at Nebulopoli. I'm a disgrace. I can't even show my face in public. Well, I'll just get back to my sweeping. Nobody knows.
this sorrow.
Still wearing the bag?
Yeah, he's getting pretty good at it.
Turnip, I like the look, but it's scaring away customers. Why don't you go to the basement and sort pants by color?
Thank you.
It's not even fun to abuse anymore.
I don't know what to do.
I'll tell you what to do. Go jump in front of a taxi cab and hope the turnip pulls you out of the way.
And what if he doesn't?
Either way, your problems are solved.
Thanks, but I prefer a solution that I can live through.
Oh, sure. Think of yourself. Wait, I got an idea. I have a friend who's an actor. Why don't you just hire him to break into the apartment, make a little noise, wake up the turnip, and then run like hell? He thinks he saved your life and you're even.
Oh, yeah, you mean it. That's a real, idea. I don't think so.
It's up to you. You're the primo partimus.
What's the cost on something like this?
$50.
50? I wouldn't be asking him to do King Lear.
Because I can't find the basement. I keep on looking.
Have him come before midnight. I don't want to be up late. Falky! Falky!
Yeah, is Jimmy there? He's in New York. What's he doing there? King Lear? No message. His loss, my gain.
Supposed to be here by midnight.
I work my own hours.
You're not supposed to take things.
That's what I do.
Okay, nice touch. And look at this outfit. Who ever heard of a burglar wearing a baseball cap? All right, look, let me go over it again. You come through the window, you wake him up, threaten me when he asks what's going on, you scream in terror, beg him not to hurt you, and run. Do you think he can handle that?
To some kind of hospital or something?
Hospital? Didn't Twinkie said he tell you anything? Look, I'll wake him up. You try to look mean. Oh, no! Oh, no! It's a burglar! Balky, look! It's a robber! Oh, we're going to be robbed! And here I am frozen with fear. Oh, if only someone with courage would jump up and save us! Wait a minute! What about you? You can do it, Balky!
Don't be ridiculous. He's got a gun.
He does? You're not supposed to have a gun. That's real. Oh, you're not, you're a burglar. Oh, my God. Don't shoot, please. I am barely in my mid-20s. I have never been skiing. I didn't mean to offend you. I love your hat. It's just that I make a lousy first...
Shut up!
I can do that. I didn't talk through the entire third grade.
Will you shut up?
You can't do that to Cousin Larry.
Yes, I can.
Yes, he can.
You do that again and you're in big trouble.
Ducky, if the man wants to shove me, let him shove me.
Dad, you heard it.
If you do that one more time, I'm not responsible. Why do you keep doing that?
Because I'm the one that's got the gun. Give me that.
All right, Buster, reach for the friendly skies.
Rocky, you got the gun. That's great.
You can put your hands down now.
Even better.
Not you.
Oh.
Down yours, up yours. What your name is?
John Doe.
Put your hand out. Shame on you, John Doe. Breaking into other people's houses and taking things that don't belong to you. Bam da hoge tipi toke niki pepepepekeki fingi.
Ha ha!
Hey, you're right. Whatever you just said.
Call the police, Cousin.
Oh, you bet I will.
Department was fun. I like that they give me ice cream cone and then they let me take my fingerprints.
Don't touch anything until you wash your hands.
They even let me stand in the lineup, but I didn't win.
It's just as well. First prize is 20 years. Well, I'm going to turn in.
Give me 15 minutes. I warm up your bed.
No, that is over.
Well, then it's back to the bag on my head.
Balky, don't you realize what you've done?
I did something wrong?
No, you saved my life. You're a hero. What you did took guts.
Really?
Yes.
Am I as brave as you?
Oh, I am way down here, and you are way... We are even. Equals. Two peas in a pod, a couple of prima dopoli.
But I don't feel like a hero. Somebody was pushing my friend, and I have to stop him.
Well, that's all I did when I pushed you out of the way of the taxi. That's what you do when you care about somebody.
You care about me?
Well...
I care about you, too.
Well... Thank you for the service and for saving my life. And, good night.
Good night.